Now, I come to a new section here, and he's found wanting, and Phinehas is written over the kingdom of Babylon, and that's the interpretation. Now, here is the writing that was up there, and this is the writing that was written. Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. Now, I can't resist the temptation to tell you the little story about the man that he was a foreigner in this country and he didn't understand English too well and he just didn't go to church. But finally his daughter got him to go to church and her name was Minnie. And so finally he went with Minnie to the church. And unfortunately the pastor took as his text there that day, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. And it's well to always interpret that before you give it out like that, I guess. And this man, he was a foreigner. Nothing wrong with that, of course. All of us were that at the beginning when our ancestors came over here. And so he grabbed Minnie, his daughter, by the hand and took her out and said, let's get out of here. And she, when they got out, she said, Father, what in the world is the matter? And he said, with a very heavy accent, didn't you hear what that preacher said? She said, yes. Well, what did he say? Well, he said, many, many, come tickle the parson. Well, my friend, that's not the interpretation of this. Mene is translated number, and it's repeated. Number, numbered. And it means the kingdom of Babylon was numbered. God had numbered the Babylonian kingdom. We have an old saying or a common colloquialism, his number is up. That's expressive and accurate, and that's the picture that we have, and you find that actually in the Word of God in Psalm 90, verse 12. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. And again, may I say to you, I believe that numbers on God's book, when our number comes up, when you and I are going to finish our earthly career, I think God knows it. You and I don't know it. No one else knows it, but He does know it. There was a young fellow that hadn't flown very much. In fact, he hadn't flown at all. And they were trying to get him to take a trip by plane. And he said he didn't want to take a trip by plane. And they asked him the reason for it. He says, well, I don't want to get on that plane. You don't know what might happen to it. Says it might go down. His friends assured him, says, doesn't make any difference where you are. If your number comes up, why, it's going to come up. It may not come up on the plane at all. If it isn't time for your number to come up, then you can be sure of one thing, you're perfectly safe on the plane. And this boy said, well, I don't worry about that. He says, my number coming up. He says, I just worry about whether it's time for the number of the pilot to come up. And it'd be bad to be on the plane when his number came up. Well, friends, this word here, mene, mene, means number. God had numbered the Babylonian kingdom, and God keeps track of every moment of every day, and He determines beforehand the length of our days. And friends, I don't think you can change it, to tell the truth. Then, mene, mene, tekel. Tekel means that Babylon had been put on the divine scales. It just simply means weight, and had been found wanting. They just didn't weigh enough. They were lightweight. God had raised up Babylon, and now He was going to put it down. Why? Because Babylon had not measured up to God's standard. And we have in two chapters of Revelation about the churches. The Lord Jesus is seen in the midst of the lampstands where the churches are, the seven churches of Asia. He trims the wicks, He pours in the oil, and He snuffs them out when they fail to light. And He judges the church today. Now, we may weigh 16 ounces to the pound on Toledo scales down here, but Christ weighs us on divine scales, and He says to everyone, the church is repent. You have measured up. And He says that to you and me today. You know, our righteousness is not only insufficient, it's filthy rags. Only His righteousness is going to stand the test and weigh out 16 ounces to the pound. We're told in Romans 3:21, but now the righteousness of God apart from the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness from God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ. It's unto all and upon all them that believe, There's no difference. God weighs mankind, you see. He weighs the actions of mankind. Now, peris here means that the kingdom of Babylon was to be divided and given to the Medes and Persians. In other words, the head of gold was being removed, and it was now time for the arms of silver to come into place. God was in supreme command, and God will continue to turn, as the prophet says. God turns and turns and overturns until he comes whose right it is to rule, and he is the one that is coming someday, and until then, God will continue to turn them over. And I think he does a pretty good job. I can remember when Mussolini and Hitler and Stalin were a terror, and people that were Republicans didn't like the Democrats in office, and Democrats didn't like the Republicans in office, and all that crowd's gone now. You see, God, he's still in charge, friends. He's the one that's going to turn and keep turning until he comes whose right it is to rule. And Christ is that stone cut out without hands who's going to establish his kingdom down here. Now in verse 29, and I read here, then commanded Belshazzar, they clothed Daniel with scarlet, put a chain of gold about his neck, and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler of the kingdom. Notice that, third ruler. How accurate the book of Daniel is. You see, this man's father, Nabonidus, was really the king, and this boy, Belshazzar, was a grandson of Nebuchadnezzar, and his father was out in a campaign, and Belshazzar was a second ruler.